Back on Focus on this Thursday as we get things started. Dave Llewellyn sitting in for Paul W. again today. Pleasure for me to sit in this chair and also to welcome WJR's Marie Osborne with a story of President Donald Trump, who plans to make his acting attorney general a permanent pick now. Marie, what's the latest on this?
Hi there, Dave. So during a private White House dinner, the president told his guests he intends to nominate Todd Blanche to officially lead the Justice Department. That signals big confidence after weeks of informal indications the job was really his. Blanche has been serving in an acting role. It's about 2 months now following the dismissal of the previous Attorney General, Pam Bondi. Blanche, a longtime ally and former personal lawyer to the president, he's worked to solidify his standing inside the administration. Now, this move would formalize a relationship that it's already drawn attention in Washington. Supporters within the White House say Blanche has delivered on key priorities, pointing to aggressive legal actions and policy shifts aimed at crime and fraud. Critics, though, they argue some of these actions suggest the Justice Department is being steered to advance political objectives. So the expected nomination also comes amid a recent controversy. Blanche has faced backlash from some of the same Republican senators he needs for confirmation after he pushed for plans for a $1.8 billion fund that would have paid out Trump followers and allies who alleged political persecution by the prior administrations. And this is an idea that was ultimately dropped, though, after resistance from lawmakers. So, Dave, now we're just waiting for the formal submission. Blanche's nomination would set up what could be a closely watched confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill.
Well, clearly, being his defense attorney previously, I mean, he is a Trump loyalist, and there, you know, that is a concern to many, certainly in Washington, that there is another Trump loyalist running a department, and in this case, the Justice Department. Yes, there is going to be scrutiny over this.
It is going to be a confirmation fight, as they say. But as you and I both know, our listeners know, one thing that this president really values is loyalty. When you look at who's in his cabinet, the types of appointments he's made, the kinds of people that he surrounds himself with, it really is, number one is loyalty. So not a surprise here. Like you said, this was his defense attorney, so he obviously had full confidence in him.
Well, and, you know, this is just the latest in a line of choices, of selections that the president has made as well. Bill Pulte, Michigan
yes.
Man, also now being put in charge of intelligence on an interim basis. Without really any background there. But he has also, in his time in the administration, proven to be a Trump loyalist. And those are individuals who get ahead in this administration.
Right. And also, let's just put a word in on this side of the argument. And that is that oftentimes, people who are out-of-the-box picks sometimes turn out to be really good picks for things. I think, you know, you've had experience where you've seen people that, you know, you wonder, wow, they don't have any experience doing that. But then they turn out to be good leaders. So I think this is how the president thinks, is that, first of all, loyalty. And second of all, you got to think outside the box. And maybe that's why he picks some of these individuals.
Well, and the pushback on the $1.8 billion fund.
Oh, yes.
That certainly is in the case of Blanche now. That's going to be, you know, he's going to be grilled about that in any confirmation hearing. And while it appears as though Congress is saying, we're not going there, I don't think from what I read that President Trump necessarily feels that that's a dead issue. So we'll see on that, too.
Yep. And lots of Republicans have confronted Blanche himself about that fund. So they weren't afraid to speak up on this. So and obviously Democrats are going to give him a big pushback on, even that idea that could have gone forward.
You know, something else that is going to make these confirmation hearings interesting And I forgot who said it on our show. I wish I could give him credit. But there is a big group now of sitting Republican congresspeople who Donald Trump got primaried. And they still have 6 months left, and there's still a lot of votes to be had between now and the end of their terms.
How true, right? Yeah, because he definitely did not support some of those people, so that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, Senator Cornyn, Texas, yep. For instance, just
very
won.
Powerful,
right?
Yes,
and he has become, in particular, very active in speaking his mind now, more so. than
what
he
do
did
you know?
Before.
What do you know?
What do you know? Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be interesting times, Mike, as you say, and Marie as well. And a lot of people will be watching the confirmation hearings very, very closely indeed.
Yeah, you mentioned Bill Pulte. I feel like that's going to be another tough confirmation because...
If it makes it that far,
yeah,
right?
Right, yeah. Exactly. Because... you know, a lot of people are like, all right, well, maybe putting him in charge of housing, which I think he is doing something with housing with the current administration.
Yes.
That makes sense. But national intelligence, like, how does that translate?
Right. Has no experience in national intelligence
right.
at all. And again, he may be a fabulous manager, but, you know, in terms of confidence, you'd think you would want accomplished people in a position so critical to, you know, the... our nation's safety
right.
and security.
Right, no. National intelligence, right.
Right, and some of these jobs, I mean, again, the thinking outside the box, I kind of, you know, I buy into that to some degree. Mm-hmm. But in some of these jobs, definitely, you have to have the credentials.
We will be watching.
Watching.
Very closely.
You bet.
For sure, in terms of how this unfolds, the timeline for that, and whether or not, you know, this individual... Blanche can receive affirmative votes in the confirmation process. Marie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Marie Osborne, Director of Community Affairs and News at WJR.
Yeah, the other thing that's interesting here, Dave, mm-hmm. is that it seemed like, you know, for the first year, the cabinet seemed to stay pretty much intact. And you're like, okay, well, maybe we're not going to kind of see the revolving door that we saw in the first term. And then since then, Bondi... Gabbard, even though she wasn't let go, she left on her own. And then there's a few others that I can't remember, but it seems like, a lot of them are, it's just like dominoes almost.
A good amount of turnover for sure. And, turmoil. And speaking of that, it's happening with CBS as well. And 60 Minutes, much in the news these days. And, we'll talk about that as we continue on Focus on WJR on this Thursday.